Well, all right, then. Let's take a moment here and talk about what's good in the world. You are. I am. Well, Christmas is good, right? And don't let them spoil it for you. Just ignore them. Maybe they'll go away. We can get lucky, right? At any rate, I tried to ignore them the next day. He doesn't go away. He's like a zombie apocalypse movie. He comes stumbling out of the woods with pieces of bark and burrs in his hair and filth in his teeth. He's mean. He's lean. He's Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan more than anybody else. Brought to you by Muskox. Muskox Benzwear. Go Muskox.com. Ron Rademacher, how are you?
Stevie, I'm just like a broke cousin. I keep coming back.
A broke cousin.
You know, can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well, you know.
Cool. You're popular. We were at the Wings Over Kalamazoo show over the weekend. And, I got a shout out to some of the listeners who came by. We don't know exactly how many listeners stopped by the booth because we're still counting the visitor slips.
Right.
We're going to have that in like 30 to 40 days for you. But, you know, it takes a little bit of time. There at least.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, there were at least five. I can tell you that.
Right.
Yeah, Ruth Bradley came by from Portage. Tim White and his wife from Battle Creek came by and waved. Carolyn from Kalamazoo. And a couple of people, including the librarian, from Vicksburg.
Yeah. How did they wave? You know, with the not with the international sign of disapproval, I'm hoping.
At least one of them employed the Bronx cheer.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. So.
There you go. All right.
But it was a great show. A lot of good people. People are in a really good mood out there. It was a lot of positive vibes. So it was a great show. A lot of people. Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
So when we get the ballots counted, I will be sure to update you all whether it was five or six. We got to go through them a couple of times.
I understand. It's recount. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me certify your count, would you, Ron? Anyhow, all right, let's get on to some good stuff here. Let's go find some fun around the state, shall we?
We have got fun. First of all, before I get to the road trip of the week, I'll just let you know, this coming weekend, the Geminids asteroid meteor shower will peak. So a lot of the meteor showers, you know, we see, they're the tail of a comet that might be good, it might be lame, but this is the biggie of the year. So no matter where you are in Michigan, find a dark spot, something warm, something good to drink, and your love, and sit out there and watch the shooting stars go by. As many as 120 an hour is
really?
What this thing. Yeah, it's a good one.
If you got clear skies, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anywhere in the state. Road trip of the week, if you're in the UP, you got to go up to Marquette. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there.
But, Marquette? I'm sure I've been to Marquette. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. So you know where the great big ore dock is there sitting out in the water.
Sure.
Well, they've come up with a way to light that thing up with a laser show.
Really?
So I've not seen it. I saw a photograph. It looks fantastic. I'm not going to be there this weekend, but if I get up there this year, I'm going to go out and see that thing because it's an awesome-looking structure anyway, and now they're going to light it up with a light show. So, and there will be beverages available.
Very important. Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice. Yeah.
Gotta have those.
Well, you do.
Since we're in the UP, I'll just mention Iron River. We don't have a whole lot of snow down here, but December 9th and the 11th, through the 11th, at Ski Brule, they're having racing clinics. If you want to learn how to race on skis, that's going on in
Iron
River.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'd go really well for me, Ron. I mean, really?
I think, knowing your history is probably one of the few things you haven't been injured at.
Right, you know.
So,
really good idea.
Yeah. But, well, you don't have to race. They have barbecue, music, adult beverages, so you can watch people try it.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Because me participating is a very bad idea.
Something here is two of them that are more your speed, really. The Santa train in Coopersville will be running, so you can go out and sit on Santa's lap on the train. And the Ludington State Park has the first snowshoe making class of the year. So, you know, I always like to report on those because we like the kids to get out there and learn. You know, you can bend wood and you can weave rawhide and make the old time snowshoes and then take them out and use them in the woods.
Well, yeah, well, is there enough?
Is there enough woods? Plenty of woods out there, Steve.
That's what you're going with? Is there enough snow, son? Is there enough snow?
There will be. There will be. You know, the climate is about to change here. It's cold, but the snow is coming. And I don't want to hear anybody whining about it come March that it's been too long a winter, all right? It's going to be over soon enough, and you got to get out there and have some fun. So, speaking of woods,
yes,
which I think we spoke about that, over in Holly at the Seven Lakes State Park, they have a really cool trail you can walk at night this time of year. It's free. It's a mile long. They light it up with lanterns, and then along the way, they've got holiday light displays. And some people actually go out and pay $20 and have their own little spot for a campfire and put a, and decorate their campfire area. So there's some interesting stuff to be seen in the woods over in Holly.
Well, I appreciate that, Holly. Mark that off, Seven Lakes State Park
Mark that. Ask Ivy to put that on the list. And you might also want to go by Beulah for their Christmas Magic Parade. This is the same town that is famous for the mistake on the lake, not Cleveland. I'm not much of a parade guy, but this is one of the really good ones in a small town, and they do know how to have a good time in Beulah.
Well, I like that. Yeah, good job, so. Beulah.
Beulah.
Shout out for Beulah. Yeah, nice work, Beulah. Yeah.
If you want a little culture,
we need an extra moment. You know, see, because we talk about other things, and then, you know, we end up here. It's okay. Hold on. It's Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackroads.com, 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 brought to you by Muskox. You can find out more. GoMuskox.com, the best flannel shirt you're ever going to own. GoMuskox.com. Back with a little bit of a wrap on Ron Rademacher right after this.